Josh, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Great, good. Congratulations.
Oh man, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
How's it feel to be picked and at the same time be so close to home?
Man, absolutely. It's so unreal right now to me. Just to be here still at home out of all the other teams that, you know, still be here in South Carolina. I mean, I'm Carolina boy, so to be here is just great, absolutely great.
Hey, Josh, can you describe your play in 09 as a sophomore? You had, eight or nine interceptions. Are you a playmaker, and did they shy away from you the last couple of years?
Oh, they did. You know, that kind of, like, had me to do other things and move around a little bit more and, you know, create turnovers. It's kind of frustrating, but that one year I had, like I say, 8-9 interceptions, and those last 2 years I didn't get much action to see my way. So,
you know anybody on the Panthers by any chance?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Big Mike Tober, Big Easy. Big Mike. He just came up from San Diego. He was a Carolina boy, and now he's with. Well, he was a Chargers, and now he's with Carolina. And Armani Edwards, he played at my high school, but he's with Carolina. And, you know, everybody know Cam Newton, and the corner. And also the owner, Mr. Richardson, Mr. Jerry Richardson, he was the only one who played in the NFL and on the team. So that's big. That says a lot.
Hey, Josh, you're an older guy. How did that come to be? Did you redshirt at Coastal? You're 24, right?
Yes, 24.
How did that come to be?
Well, when I was in school, I was held back by my mom. My birthday was late, and then I started school late, and I ended up, well, later on down in my life, in high school. 12th grade year, I had an offer to go to another big level school in University of Georgia, and my SAT scores, they wasn't where they should have been. They didn't think I was going to make the score, and they ended up making it, but I was a late qualifier. So they ended up going with a scholarship, so I ended up sitting out a year in 07. And ended up not even doing nothing at all, taking class at a tech school. And in 08, I seemed to play. And that's when my time kind of just started. And it kept going after that. I lost 2 years.
Where did you spend that 2007 season? And what did you do besides taking those classes?
I spent it in Myrtle Beach. Actually, I spent it down here in Myrtle Beach with my brother. I was staying with him and three other roommates.
He was playing there at the time, right?
He was playing at Coastal Carolina at the time with Jerome Simpson, Big Mike Talbert, Todd Thigpen. He was playing with those guys at the time. And I came up and just sat on the couch with them. And I ended up taking classes at Horry Georgetown Tech. It was like right beside the school at Coastal Carolina.
I guess if you got to burn a year, being at the beach wasn't so bad.
No, it wasn't. Actually, it was a really smart move on my behalf to just come down here instead of just staying where I was at my hometown, because it was a bit rough.
Did your brother end up playing in the NFL?
No, sir. He's playing for the Georgia Force right now. He's at Georgia Force.
Okay.
He's playing arena. They had a game 2 days ago. So, yeah, he's still doing that and hopes to get to the next level here, which I know he will without a father. And that's, he has to go through that just as well as everybody else, you know, and he will do that.
How much did having a brother that was that accomplished in football help you?
Say that again?
How much did having a brother that was as accomplished in football as your brother was, how much has that helped you?
Man, my brother, he was a cop. Oh my gosh, we always had battles. It was a real battle with family. Everybody with us playing sports. Everybody did something. So we was always trying to compete and be better than the next guy on this day and that day. So, I mean, it all falls into place. And, you know, we all rose to the top. Everybody overdid everybody else. So that's kind of how it happened.
Any other family members, you know, play college sports?
Yes. My older brother, Ronaldo, he played ABA. Well, he played at Jacksonville for at Waters. And my brother, Orlando, he played at North Carolina A&T. He was an outside linebacker. Mario, he played, obviously, here at Coastal. I played at Coastal. And my little brother's going to play at Coastal. So.
What did you say your oldest brother's name is?
Ronaldo Norman.
And the ABA, as in basketball, I guess?
Yeah, he plays for the Jacksonville Jam now in the ABA league.
So you have four brothers, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And just one younger, three older?
Say it again.
One younger brother, three older brothers?
Yes.
Oldest brother. Any sisters?
No sisters.
Hey, Josh, last season opposing quarterbacks completed nearly 65% passes against the Panthers secondary. Where do you fit into that scheme, and do you have any pressure of coming in and starting right away?
I feel like I fit very well for what, you know, Coach them guys have set up and what they want to do as far as the game plan and scheme that they want to run. And far as me coming in, I already have a chip on my shoulder, so every time I step on my shoulder, it doesn't matter where I'm at. I'm just going to come out and do what I'm asked to do and try to go above and beyond. And it doesn't matter where I play. I know for me, as far as where I'm at in my life, you know, I want to be that guy. So just sit here and say that, that's how I feel.
What did you run at the combine, Josh?
At the combine, I think it was first was like a 4.5 something, and the last one I ran was like a 4.7, something like that, and it came out to be like a 4.66 official, I think. I'm not sure.
Did you run at your pro day?
Yeah, I ran at my pro day. I ran at a 4.54, and the other one I ran like a 4.58, I want to say, 4.58, and it was like a 0.1 or 0.2 on the grass, so I don't know how they calculated that, but that's kind of what I ran.
Are you in your car?
Yes, sir. I'm sort of outside. Oh, we was driving out. We were inside in.
Yeah. Were you in Greenwood for the draft?
No, I came back to Myrtle Beach. I came back up to Myrtle Beach. I just got in about like 2 hours ago, so.
Hey, did Tolbert call you yet?
Nah, they mean man, as soon as I heard from you guys, I've been on the phone with you guys still. Big Mike, I'm in Texas right now as we talk. My phone getting blowed up. I got like 5 or 10 calls while we were talking, and I'm pretty sure he called me and texted me, but I haven't been able to look. So,
were you calling him Big Easy?
Big Meezy, like Mike.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call him.
Big Meezy.
All right. Hey, Josh, thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you,
all
Josh.
Right, hey, who's your agent, Josh?
Alan Herman and Dave Butt Sports Stars.
Okay, well, thank you, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.